Inclined to care.
Lifting the Alleghenies to new heights.
Oh, she cuts herself. She must be crazy.
Thank God he got locked up. Those bipolar people are dangerous.
There's a stigma around being mentally ill.
That was John Wetzel, the Secretary of Corrections for Pennsylvania. Mental illness is not a new issue. Stereotypes have prevailed for centuries because many people are apprehensive to learn about and discuss the underlying facts. This is Makita Hill-Cashaw.
And this is Leah Sprock. Mental illness is broadly defined as a chemical imbalance altering mood, thought, perception, and/or behavior. It can affect anyone at any time, acutely or chronically. Sometimes mental illnesses result from an organic condition, but it can also result from traumatic experiences that impact brain function. Therapist Rachel Allen elaborates.
Happening in their brains is the, you know, living in that state, having traumatic experiences, the effect of that in the brain is that individual, the only part of their brain that tends to be firing up is the limbic system, the amygdala, the very primitive functioning part of the brain.
Due to stigma and a general unwillingness to seek help, many people go untreated. And when people pursue treatment, comprehensive resources are not always available.
We have an inadequate behavioral health infrastructure to provide the mental health services at the level for the needs of the people in the community.
An untreated or undiagnosed mental illness can cause a multitude of complications, such as violent actions, addiction, homelessness, incarceration, and even suicide. Furthermore, there is a correlation between mental illness and addiction. Again, Secretary of Corrections John Wetzel.
24% of the population in Pennsylvania Department of Corrections has a diagnosis of mental illness.
Actress Demi Lovato suffered for years from undiagnosed bipolar disorder. Bipolar disorder is hallmarked by manic highs and depressive lows. A person suffering from bipolar disorder will cycle between the two. Marianne George works for the Peer Empowerment Network. She explains further.
The mania is probably the most difficult time for them because they're making very poor choices. Mood is elevated, feeling as if nothing can go wrong. It's really difficult to gauge how much is caused by the mental illness, how much is caused by the addiction issues.
Demi turned to substance abuse and self-harm to cope with her seemingly normal teenage-like mood swings. After a violent incident with a backup singer, she knew she had to seek help. She entered a year-long rehab program and is now an advocate for mental health and a healthy lifestyle.
We can't even move forward in mental health treatment if what we're doing is using drugs and alcohol.
Although mental illness can affect daily life, with the right treatment and a strong support network, people diagnosed with a mental illness can lead a normal and productive life. The first steps to eliminating stigma and getting people help is awareness.
The National Alliance on Mental Illness is a nationwide organization. You can find more information about them at www.nami.org. Conemaugh Hospital is a local resource that has comprehensive services for those struggling with mental illness. You can learn more about them at www.conemaugh.org/behavioral health.
Inclined to Care was produced by students participating in the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies Youth Philanthropy Internship Program.
With support from the Saturday Light Brigade.
All statements or opinions are those of the speakers.
And do not necessarily represent those of the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program
is available at www.cfalleghenies.org.